Now, our next method of internal calibration involves using an internal standard. For an internal standard, we then pick a compound which is very similar chemically to the analyte, but is a different compound. And we add that to the sample, and we add it to the sample before we run the spectrum. Okay, so the previous example, you're running the spectrum twice. Once, straight, the unknown, second, unknown plus the standard. This case, you're running it once, and you have then got an intensity of your analyte of interest, which in this case here, we're referring to as I. And then you've got your standard, which is J. So immediately when we run this thing, we've got the intensity of I with the intensity of J. Now, we then are able to relate those to the response of the instrument when we put in a known amount of our analyte I, a known amount of our standard, and get a relationship between those reference concentrations. So this thing here is stored in a library, this reference concentration of I, reference concentration of J, versus the measured intensities of I and J. And what we're going to do in our run then is we'll measure the relationship between the intensity of the analyte I, intensity of the standard J, and will then allow us to calculate the concentration I because we know every term that remains in expression. Because we've deliberately added our known concentration of our standard J to the sample. Now this has been used in gas chromatography, in particular GCMS work, gas chromatography with mass spectrometric detection. In a practical sense then, say we're analysing for DDT. So I've got an autosampler vial. Inside it then we have gone out to the field, we've extracted our DDT from the soil, put it through our SetPak cartridge, got it back into dichloromethane, concentrated down, put the whole lot into the autosampler vial. So the I now is our DDT. We then pay a lot of money and we get a derivative of DDT made for us. Instead of having chlorines, it's got bromines in it. Okay, so dibromo, dichloro, tribromo, ethane. Now it's similar chemically, but it's different. That's our standard. So we then inject into our autosampler vial 10 microliters of a certain concentration of that bromo analog of the DDT. We know exactly how much we've got into the autosampler vial. In a previous run, we have run through the DDT and the bromo DDT at known concentrations, and we get an observed intensity of the DDT and the bromo DDT stored in library file. So now when we take our unknown, we just simply bang it through, and we'll get a measured intensity of the analyte, we'll get a measured intensity of the bromo DDT, and from that we're able to accurately calculate the concentration of the DDT. Now what this is doing, it's correcting for problems with your injection, and all of these sampling methodologies that involve gas chromatography, high-performance liquid chromatography. We use a syringe to suck some sample up out of an autosampler vial and push it into a column. Every time your syringe samples, if there's some little bit of rubber blocks the needle or something, then maybe a slightly different volume gets into the syringe. Now you're relying on the fact that everything that's injected from the syringe comes out at the end of the day into your analyzer. And if instead of having 10 microliters appear in your analyzer, you only had 9, then necessarily you'll get a smaller signal down in your analyzer. And your equation would have been relating the size of that signal through to the concentration. So this thing corrects for that, because you know exactly how much of your bromo DDT, for instance, you've stuck in, and so you expect to get a peak of a correct intensity down the other end. If you don't, you simply scale both of the signals. So do you guys follow that? Yeah? So it's a scaling exercise. You're ensuring that if the amount that's squirted in isn't correct, then you scale your peaks at the end based on the internal standard that you put into your sample. Yeah? And the terms on the bottom then have been run before, and it's only the terms on the top that you'll be measuring in your run. And of those, the only unknown is UI, so that would be your U of DDT. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm going to ask these things, what is the method of internal standard addition, several options here. Give me a method of external standards, give me the method of internal standards using a standard compound, or give me the method of standard addition. So three possible ways of calibrating.